Hello, beautiful spirit. Yes. Welcome to Come Through. Yes, I am your host, Nadira Lug, your clarity queen, here to do something a little bit different. Usually I'm here doing readings, and but this time I'm doing something different. Come Through as a podcast here as an open space to express, share heartfelt stories to gain clarity or perspective about everyday life. And so today, my first episode, I'm actually going to talk about grief, and especially because it's the holiday season. And so I know that there are a lot of people out there, just like me, who get a little sensitive around these particular dates. Now, my story begins at on 12/22/22, and that is when my beautiful mother made her earthly transition. And I must admit, I was very much hurt. I mean, dealt with a lot of grief. And the main reason also behind that is because Christmas was right around the corner. As I'm shooting this right now, it's the 19th. The 22nd is definitely creeping up. And again, Christmas is right around the corner. And Christmas was actually my mom's favorite holiday out of the year, her absolute favorite. And here I am to be in the joyous occasion, have to fly home because I was one day short, or I could even say a couple of hours short of seeing my mom to say my final goodbyes with her in this earthly realm. Now, keep in mind, I still talk to my mom now. That never stops. But the fact of the matter is, that's kind of the connection that comes along around this time of the year. And I know after hearing other people's stories that I'm not the only one when it comes to dealing or healing around a day that's associated with a holiday. And so I decided to come on and do this, like I said, something different, because I want to give love and compassion to those who are maybe going through the same emotional roller coaster that I am experiencing. Most of the time, I am considered to be the most positive, happy-go-lucky person in the room. And I definitely say that the reason behind that is due to Reiki. Whew, that was definitely a lifesaver in protecting my energy as well as making sure that I have healthy boundaries with other people's energy. But also know that at the end of the day, I am a spiritual being having a human experience. And so there are moments when the waves of emotion, and those who know what I'm talking about, you definitely understand what I'm talking about, those highs and lows. And when those lows do come of sadness and tears, they come. And I have to figure out a way to fight off or come back to, if not a extreme high, somewhere in between, so that I can avoid the whole depths of depression, because that is a thing. It is real. And so I'm here to share again my heartfelt story of what I use to help me to get through these moments. And if it inspires you, I'm sure someone out there can definitely use a hug, some love, and some compassion during this time. So, rounding that back again, as I count down to the 22nd, well, not really count down, but it is here because it's a day. I'm very much aware that that will be a day of celebrating. I had to learn to celebrate life as I continue to heal my heart. Now, per se, this has been 3 years of healing a heart because I am very much aware that my mother is still here again spiritually, and I had to find new ways to communicate with her. But yet, and still, the humanness in my heart still craves for the physical touch of my mom, the hug of my mom, the feel of her soft skin. My mother had beautiful soft skin. Woo, big hands, big old hands, but she had soft skin. And I definitely miss that about her. So one of the tips, number one tips that I definitely have to offer is in these moments, it's love and legacy lives on forever. And I'm a firm believer that Coco, the movie Coco, had it right. It's when we talk about our loved ones, we share memories about our loved ones with others, whether it's friends and family, and we exchange stories that make us laugh. It keeps us in a more positive vibration of the things that we loved about that person. And so I like to flash back a lot to a lot of the positive memories that I made with my mom, going shopping and just having Christmas music all throughout the house. Every year, Lord, that woman had a playlist of Christmas music, and honey, she played it. And it's so funny because even when I was a little girl, it doesn't matter where we were, she could be somewhere taking a bath, and I would be right there next to her. I was her little twin. And we would sing Christmas carols together throughout the night. And it just did not matter. Wherever she went, I wanted to go. And these, again, are the moments that I have to thank God that I had. It's moments of feeling gratitude, knowing that I had 44 years of talking with her, of her instilling advice, guidance, wisdom to me that I get grateful for, and that helps me to stay in a more positive feeling during this time, because I've heard stories of people who have lost loved ones, their parents, at such a young age, whether it's 4, 5, 6, even, as newborns. And so I am grateful for the moments that I have of 44 years of her wisdom and love. And then also, another tip that I had to learn is when we meet people out here in these streets while we out here adulting, I must lend compassion, because those who we may deem as being Scrooges may actually be people who are actually dealing with a healing heart. Because again, we never know what triggers people are dealing with around the holiday season. If it's like me dealing with a loss or a transition loved one during the holidays, then Christmas or New Year's may not be the most happiest of holidays for them. And because I don't know anyone's story personally, unless I ask, I often lend compassion to those who may not be the most high energetic or, in the sense of celebratory moments of what do you call it? Silent Santas and gifting Santas, or whatever Santa gifts, holiday, office party thing that is out here during this season. And so, my message to those who are out there, because I'm keeping this short and sweet, is this. Please understand that, my dear, you are not alone. You are not alone. I am here with you. And those who have lost a mother, a father, a sister, or a brother from their earthly transition, please know that we can always call them in. And if we are quiet, and if we are expecting, because we set an intention to get a sign, get a semblance of them and their space and their energy around us, be aware that they will deliver. They will deliver. And I've had mine several times in Sleep Connections. I like the word sleep, the terminology Sleep Connections versus Dreams, because I know dreams can get a little very imaginative, but with the Sleep Connection, it's totally different. It's like speaking to the person that's right there next to you with clarity, and it's lucid, and it's just like they're there. I love it. And so again, those who are again extra sensitive during this moment, I extend love, I extend compassion, I extend grace, I extend peace in your heart, my dear. Again, I am with you as we keep the love and legacy alive because it lives on forever. Let's keep the memories alive. Share stories. Know who your tribe is to share stories with, family, friends. And keep this in mind too. Sometimes our family are the ones that we choose to be around versus the ones we were birthed into. Yeah. So either way it goes, please consider to reach out to a support team of loved ones. And if it gets too much, please know that there are hotlines. There are phone numbers you can reach out to talk things out. And as always, you must extend healthy boundaries and love to yourself. But always remember, they are still around. They still are here. Speak their names. Pour out libation, but speak their names. And so, whew, that was with a heavy heart that I shared that with you. And thank you for listening to Come Through. My name is Nadira Lug, your Clarity Queen. Again, here to bring clarity on all perspectives and things. I thank you for listening. There will be more to come. And until then, happy holidays to you and yours. Enjoy in this bliss of life that we are living. Create more memories with this beautiful, gifted life that we've been gifted. And just know you are loved wherever you are. You, my dear, are loved. You deserve love. Express love. Share the love. Until next time, thank you for listening. Please share, like, share, subscribe to the channel. And again, more is to come. I thank you so very much. Oh, and one more thing, because I always sign off with this. As always, shine your light. I am a firm believer that if everyone wants to shine their light, and I mean brightly, shine their light, no one will be in darkness. Because, my dear, you never know who you may inspire. I know that my message out here, and after I've set the intention, will inspire someone else. And so the domino effect begins. And you, my dear, are a part of that domino effect. Shine, baby, shine brightly. Till next time, talk to you later. Bye.